Blog Talk Radio.
Alchemist, how are you doing?
Good, man. Hey, so we're in different, we're not in the same studio together. I'm sure you're happy with that.
It smells better.
Yeah, the air quality is probably better. It was funny, the intro, being on this side of it, listening to it with my headset on, my headset's just, I just noticed the bass in my headset is pretty horrible. And it reminded me of being back in my first car, which is a 1987 Chevy Cavalier. And whenever like
everybody's
a big,
first car,
it is. Yeah, I think that's
in our age group.
Standard issued, yeah, it's first car. And like when there would be a song come on with like bass, it would just be like that's just what it sounded like in my ear. And that was just funny. Okay, hey, I sidetracked the show.
Right off the bat, way to go.
Yeah,
way
get it back on the rails.
Yeah, so bye week manager Justin here. As Chris said, we're doing the split studio show this week. We missed you last week because just work things happen. So we're only going to look at the matchups from week 10. There were matchups in week 9. You know who won. You know who lost. You just don't get our insight on those games because we don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know me, this season, we're starting at the bottom, working to the top. I think there's a song that goes like that.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. It's called Chariots of Fire.
Yes. speaking of fire, that was a great segue.
Good.
Starting at the bottom, Trav's at the bottom, and he played you in week 10.
Yeah.
You're on fire. You are on fire from my friend. The 69ers, 176.28 to suck it, 151.73. You're just on fire, man. That's all I can say.
I'm getting lucky. Yeah.
9-1 with a team that. I mean, it's solid, obviously. You're getting a little bit of luck here and there, but nothing just leaps off the page at you like, oh, my God, no wonder he's 9-1. I mean, you have Drew Brees, who's 21.93 points this week, and his projected was 30. Lamar Miller had a few down weeks early in the year whenever Philman was the coach. I'm not even sure what the new guy's name is, but he's put up decent weeks.
I think it's Dan Campbell, I believe.
There. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
He's been putting up decent weeks except for the 1 week since he's been there. Ingram, decent production out of him. I mean, doing a little bit better than I expected. Landry for you, he's been having a decent year. Your IDPs and team defense this week. Well above your 50 number.
And my kicker got 15 points. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And he is the meme of the week.
Okay.
That Cantazaro.
Okay.
I've been on numerous sites, Twitter, Facebook, whatnot, and they show him dance like his celebratory dance after a kick or something. I think it's him. He's like punching an imaginary punching bag in celebratory fashion. It's quite funny. Anyway, Trav had a decent week out of Russell Wilson and Odell Beckham Jr. and everybody else just kind of, I mean, he started Wes Welker, for crying out loud. who hasn't played in a game since late 2014.
Something like that. Sounds right.
C.J. Spiller, he lost carries to Ingram and whatnot. Brandon Marshall, kind of a down week for what he's been doing. He only had 23 receiving yards, and the reason he has 10 points is because he had a touchdown. His team defense and IDPs, quote, you know, good enough, but, yeah, Welker in there, bad C.J. Spiller week, and that's pretty much the difference. Everybody for you is solid except for Andrews for Tennessee, who had 1.6 points. And I assume you probably have dropped him since last week with what's their rookie coming back? David Cobb.
Yeah, but he had a horrible. I still have Andrews, and he put up like 18.8 points last night, and Cobb had a horrendous night last night. I think he had like 4 carries for minus 3 yards. So
yeah,
Andrews
was
the guy going forward.
Okay, so yeah, obviously I'm not big on my Titans information.
I think you have Cobb too, I believe, on your team.
I did. I picked him up. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I always have running back issues.
Yeah.
So.
No, he wasn't a bad pickup. It's just a lot, you know, I think a lot was going to come to the forefront in last night's game and going forward what they're going to do, but I think they're going to stick with the plotter. But to answer your, not to answer your question, but to give you an idea of how I'm doing this, 9-1 is my best start ever. It is a lot of its luck. I lost my first, second, and fifth round draft picks now to injury. And the biggest thing that's propped me up is Drew Brees' resurgence. And Mark Ingram and Lamar Miller are now number 3 and 4 overall in running back fantasy points. I've just gotten lucky. That's all it is. My team actually is not terrible. It's not good. A lot of it's luck, things happening the right way. This week I got lucky because Trav's team, you know, sucked. So I got lucky.
Yeah, and that's why you're 9-1. But
yeah,
if you told me Mark Ingram and Lamar Miller would be 3 and 4 running back at week 10, I would have been shocked.
Yeah,
I would have been
too.
Entirely.
And they were on my team, yeah.
Speaking of shocked.
Oh, yeah, I know where we're going. Good segue.
We're going into the next matchup. The Edskins with 228.01 to the Cowboys 168.15. The battle of the capital letter teams. And Eddie comes out victorious. Adrian Peterson, Langford for Chicago.
Yeah.
Carolina and his IDPs. And there's your matchup. I mean, 49.2 for Adrian. Langford with 48.4. Carolina, Jones, the safety for Miami, 21.08, 26 respectively, and 14 out of Graham. And his kicker got 16 points. And he had James Jones in there who had 0. It could have been worse.
He threw up the goose egg and still threw up 228 points.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Eli did what Eli was supposed to do for Danny. LeGarrette Blount had a good game. DeMarco had a decent point game. Dez needs someone to throw the ball to him. And, his New England defense, I mean, 14 points is a solid point total there. Pozlesny with 18, that's about what they projected. And then Smith with 8 kind of hurt him. But I don't – solid production except for Dez. Going up against those two guys with 40-some points, it didn't matter what he did. He's going to lose that matchup.
Yeah, it was a huge win for Eddie. This was a matchup that both teams really needed to win. Eddie got, you know, just a – exploded with some of the output he had from Langford and Peterson. And even Dalton had a down game, so he could have put up a monster number. But, you know, for For Danny, I mean, you know, Eli looked good again. He got good production from his running backs, just from his two receivers and his flex and Forsett. Just nothing much there, but I still think with Romo coming back, Danny's team is, you know, look, LeGarrette Blount's been pretty solid. DeMarco Murray has really been good the last, like, 5-6 weeks. And if LaFell can do anything, I think, you know, Danny's team is not bad. He's just kind of hit some rough patches here and there.
This is something I wanted to mention when we were talking about your team. Edelman injury is big.
Huge.
For the Patriots. And it's big for your team. So everybody's picking up Amendola to fill that void, you know. But, yeah, guys like Brandon LaFell will see the ball more. I don't know if Gronk's receptions will increase, but possibly. I feel like that gives defenses more of an opportunity to shut him down. But, yeah, LaFell, that was like the first or second week he's been back.
Yeah, he's been. You're right. I think it's his second week back, and he's been okay since he's been back. He's been back for 4 weeks, but the week prior to that, he actually had a pretty good game. But you know, he's slowly getting into the fold, and he'll be used. I mean, he's kind of their downfield threat, so is Gronk. But Danny'll be fine, I think, going forward. Conversely, Eddie's team, it's interesting. What a couple pickups make.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I would say Eddie's team, if I looked at his team 2 weeks ago, I would say it was a pretty tight race between your team and his team as far as who has the worst running backs. Now, you went and made you did a trade with Reeder, which is, you know, to help your team. We'll see how that works out. And Eddie picked up Langford, and he picked up Starks a bunch of weeks ago. And he held on
Starks
to him. And you know, if he can get 15 to 20 points a week with what Langford's doing and Adrian Peterson, watch out for Eddie's team. I mean, it could. I mean, this year it's so wide open. It's crazy. I know somebody who's not going to win it, and that's me because my team sucks. Even though I'm somehow 9-1, I'm telling you right now. So, yeah, there you go. That's my prediction.
Heard it here first. Speaking of crazy, that's going to lead us into the next matchup. Bye week. 203.73 to the ice cold Brewski's 158.95. Now, remember last time you listened to us, and we're calling him the fantasy Peyton Manning, and he's putting up these numbers. Peyton Manning had a bad week, and so did Kevin Reeder. Coincidence? I think not, my friends.
Mm-mm.
He would have lost to Eddie easily. Danny.
Yeah.
And he would have squeaked it out against Trav.
I think Trav was the only team he would have beaten, right? I think that's it.
That's probably true. He would have beat Kyle by percentage points.
Oh, really?
But
okay.
Those are the only two.
Wow.
So, yes, we have the blockbuster trade, the much-debated trade. The Smack Talk board got a lot of action during that. And Eddie, we all know you were kidding in all of that. Let that be known. But none of that really affected the matchup this week. Maybe other than Kukli, for me, because Palmer and Brady's, the numbers were similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeldon had a decent game. McFadden, so-so game. Martavis Bryant just blew up after Ben came in for a hurt Landry Jones. Alan Hearns had 7 straight weeks with touchdowns, and that ended
last night. Yeah.
Fitzgerald had 130 receiving yards. How he didn't score in that game, I don't know, with as many points as were put up. Jets defense got me decent production. Brown, decent production. Kukli, like I said, decent production. So if you look at what was traded away, so I gained 6 points on the Brady trade, and I gained 8 points on Vincent Ray. But like I said, The other pieces didn't really make a difference here. Reader had great production out of Ivory and McCoy. DeAndre Hopkins has been just jumping through the roof of everywhere he's played. He had a bad game. It is that Cincinnati game that I'm looking at here. He caught the touchdown, mm-hmm. but other than that, he had a couple drops and everything. That number could have been a lot larger than 17 points. That touchdown really helped him. A.J. Green, that is a piece I traded away. Little under projections, but Matthews and his kicker, team defense, and IDP numbers just don't add up, and that's why I won.
Yeah.
That's why I won.
Yeah, I mean, you had obviously with Carson Palmer and Bryant getting you almost 80 points just between those two, and the big difference comes down to, and this has kind of been the it's been a recurring theme this year for readers teams, and it's something we haven't seen that often. Look, and everybody that plays fantasy enough, you're going to have down weeks, even if you're a really good owner. It just happens. But the recurring theme this year for readers' teams, he's been pretty feast or famine most weeks. He's put up 240, then he has 150. It's kind of – a lot of that has to do with some of his – he's been getting just some inconsistent production from his flex players. Sometimes, like, you know, Jordan Matthews has been, by and large, I can't say bust just because – it's not his fault, but he's just been disappointing. Now we'll see Mark Sanchez, when he played a little bit last year, actually started throwing the ball a lot to Matthews. And so we'll see how that shakes out. But he, you know, Julio Jones was on a bye. And also one thing that the reader has been good about in the past is getting IDPs that produced week in and week out. And while, like, you want double digits and they got it, you know, he had a total of, what, 32 points between his team defense and IDPs, and that's something that typically doesn't happen with his teams. But, again, it's just kind of the year it's been for him, and that kind of shows with his record. But here's another matchup, humongous win for you. It was enormous for you and Eddie or Danny to get a W. It would have been big for Trav to get a W, too, but these were some big matchups that you guys had to win in order to go forward and try to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so, yeah, that lower tier has a battle on their hands. They really do. We have 3 weeks left till playoffs, is that right?
Yes.
11, 12, 13? Or does 13 start it? I'm not sure.
I think it goes till 13. I think the playoffs start in 14. 14, 15, 16 are the actual playoffs.
Yeah, so it's going to be a battle all the way up to week 14. I just know it. And I think I get Eddie right before that end of the year. I'm not. We'll look at that here soon. But yeah, big win. I'm happy to climb out of 10th. all the way to 8. But I'm gonna try to hold on to that the best I can.
But also importantly too, not only did you get the W, but you got the W with a lot of 200 plus points. The points you're getting week in and week out at this point are beneficial too, because that way you can own the tiebreaker in total points scored.
Yes,
if it comes down to it.
And that's a big thing. So always Argyling Richard had 217.13 points to Kyle's 158.38. Boy, let's see, what do we have here? I haven't really looked at this matchup a whole lot. David Carr and Pittsburgh defense combined for 66.5 points.
Yeah.
That's big. And Brandon Cooks had 33 points. I think that's pretty much the... There's two zeros in Kyle's team, and there's a 2.8 put up by Sammy Watkins. Let's see what we have on the bench. Oh, my. We had Ben Roethlisberger on the bench, which is acceptable because he was not starter in that game. He was not the starter. Landry Jones was. And Stephen Diggs, he could have played in there. 11.2, and he's still rocking the three quarterbacks. I see. man. Richard had a decent bench, too. I mean, everybody on the bench that could play had double digits, so.
I know. Yeah, Richard had, you know, he has a lot of options to go to week in and week out. He really does. And look, this one comes down to Deshaun had it was just a tough bye week. He had Frank Gore and Devonta Freeman, who Devonta is always in his starting lineup, and Frank Gore pretty much is, too. He's been pretty good this year. And Ben Roethlisberger was not supposed to play. So he was forced to play Isaiah Crowell. And Sammy Watkins, he put him in. I can see why, because he had a monster week the week prior to that. But Sammy Watkins is too up and down with that offense. And with Thomas Davis? What's his name? Yeah, Thomas Davis. I have no idea what happened there. Like, he just had 0 points. I don't know that if he even played. I have no idea. I noticed that I had him in another league where we have IDPs, and he had 0 points and just no information, like nothing. I'm like, okay, did he just not play? I don't know, whatever. But it was a tough week for Deshaun, and Richard, obviously, we've talked about before, has one of the stronger teams, just hasn't played out in his win-loss record, but he has one of the stronger teams, I think, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, he had 47 points with two running backs.
Yeah.
Like I said, 66 points between those two. And you had Cooks in there, so there's 90-some points between three guys. We didn't even talk about his IDPs, who had 21 and 19 respectively. So that IDP and team defense 50 number, he blew that out of the water.
Yeah, and I know they had tougher matchups, but you know, just to give you an idea of how good his team is, he put up 217 points, and guys like Latavius Murray and Calvin Johnson were both on his bench. Like, that's
right.
The kind of guys he has, and he plays the right matchups, and he still scored 217 points with that. Those type of guys who, if they're on any other team, would be in the starting lineup, but he has enough flexibility in players to have them on the bench, and still just dominates. It's, you know, his team. It's just weird how he's 4-6, and you look at his team. It's like. And he picked up Derek Carr, was a monster pickup for him because he has just lit it up. And going forward, I think the same thing's going to happen. It just watch out. All these teams near the bottom, like your team, Eddie's team, Richard's team, like I don't want to play any of them like at all in the playoffs. I don't. I'd rather play like, I don't know. Actually, I don't want to play anybody. I just want to get a bye into the championship.
That sounds great. Now, we often talk about Yahoo's projections and how out of whack they are. So Big Ben had the foot injury. Landry Jones was named a starter like early in the week. Yahoo had Ben projected for 0.13 points. How do you score points if you're on the bench?
I don't know. And how do you come to like, hey guys, I got Roethlisberger's projections this week. I factored out he's about a 0.13. Like, okay, let's go with that. Like, how does that even get approved? Does that mean he's going to throw for, like, what is that? He has to throw for, like, 3 yards, and he gets 0.13 in this league? I think Ben's going to play, but he's going to complete one pass for 3 yards, and that's it. Like, it's just whatever. It's Yahoo.
More reason not to trust the projections, folks.
Yeah.
They're BS. Go with what you feel, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, the matchup of the week, the closest matchup of the week here, Andy Orton here, the Who, 168.3, beats John and the Bash Masters, 163.88. This was everything we hoped for with this being this, where they are in the standings and everything. And I kind of expected this one to be a close one, and it definitely came down to it. Kirk Cousins. I mean, John started Kirk Cousins. I would not expect 45.6 points out of him. What was he saying after that win? Do you like that?
That's probably one of the greatest pickup and starts I've ever seen. Based on like it's Kirk. Like why would you, like I can't believe you'd have the balls to pick up and play Kirk Cousins. And that was crazy.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill really hurt him with 4 points, and Alshon Jeffrey with 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else looks great. Shedeur West had 44.2, 16 out of Greg Olsen. That's about what to expect out of him the way Cam and those guys are playing down there. Demaryius Thomas, 71 receiving yards, and with Osweiler in there, you kind of, I don't know if you should expect him just to keep looking at Thomas, or if he's going to have another target to look at there with Emmanuel Sanders, or where he's going to go with that ball. But IDPs and team defense, Denver, man, terrible week against Kansas City.
It's tough when your offense throws five pickles. Like, you're behind the eight ball the whole game.
Yeah, but and his team, everything kind of went right. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, ton of yards in the loss to the Lions. Bernard Lynch, serviceable numbers for a week. Mike Evans had a big week. Crabtree, who's been a solid target for Carr this season with 11. That's maybe, you know, like I'm looking at the projection. I know not to talk if we just chat to talk about projections, but, you know, 11 versus 19. Yeah, okay, maybe you want that number to be more like 15, but whatever. Your kicker was 4 as your low guy. Yeah, okay, I'll take that. And you had 44 points out of IDPs and team defense, pretty close to that 50 number. So, I mean, it was a solid week, and she pulled it out. So, congratulations to Andy.
Yeah, and neither of these teams really, you know, the rosters are certainly good enough that they should make the playoffs pretty comfortably. Obviously, Angie already clinched a playoff berth, but we can talk about that a little bit now with, like, you know, how the league looks. But, just kind of a ho-hum matchup all around, you know.
Yeah. So, looking at the playoffs and everything, standing-wise, you and Angie have clinched. Readers are in third, 6-4. John is at fourth. Kyle is in fifth. They're both 5-5. Richard, Eddie, and myself are all 4-6. And Danny and Trav bring up the bottom 9 and 10 at 3-7. Week 11 has begun at this point. I'm taking on Angie. I was projected to win going into last night's game, and they forgot to throw the ball to Allen Hurns this week. He did not score a touchdown. He did not have as good a numbers as I had hoped. You and Reader are going to battle it out.
And right now you're going
better than projected, but you're projected to lose.
Yeah, I have the Saints are on a bye, so that means Breeze and Ingram. So
And this is the last week for byes, I believe.
It is.
So, Richard is doing better than projected, but he's projected to lose to Trav, which is surprising. Danny is currently projected to win, and he's a little under projections to beat John. And Kyle is underproducing right now, and he's projected to lose to the Edskins. So, we'll see how that really shakes out next week. Is Thanksgiving? Holy crap. Where is the year gone? Seems like yesterday I was on your patio with a PC that wouldn't boot trying to pick a team.
Oh, yeah.
And taking Vincent Jackson in the third round. We have 60 seconds here. Let's hand out a couple of awards here.
What's a football?
I'm going to start with what's a football this week. I'm going to give it to myself for my awesome pickup of Marcel Reese from the Raiders. I was watching a Steelers game and McMurray get hit, and I'm like, oh, that dude's concussed. I'm going to go do this now. And then late through the day, I thought I had canceled it. And you're like, dude, do you realize this dude's on your team, and why did you bid so much for him? And I'm like, because I'm an idiot. And that's totally the reason why. Ten seconds here. Golden Dildo, oh yeah, of the week. I'm going to give it to Mr. Snyder, El Kamish, 9-1 record, clinching a playoff spot, and Andy for clinching a playoff spot. Boom,
yay.
We're out of time.
See ya.
Bye.